This is KAWC. For the fifth year, the Yuma Chamber of Commerce hosted Governor Doug Ducey for his State of the State speech, in which he addressed the current economic status of the state, education, and the recently passed drought contingency plan. KAWC's Jasmine Ananas brings us that story.
Before Governor Doug Ducey began his speech, he joined elected officials and water leaders in Yuma to commemorate the passage of the Arizona Drought Contingency Plan. In attendance were local state legislators and Yuma water leaders, including Wade Noble, a water rights attorney who says the drought plan is a step in the right direction.
This is a milepost. This is not the end, but this is certainly a long ways down the road towards getting this done.
Governor Ducey says the state has a $1 billion surplus and stressed the importance of a rainy day fund. Local business owner Russ Jones, who was a legislator from 2005 to 2011, agreed.
And then I was one of those legislators that had to go along with draconian cuts in the budget to deal with the recession because we didn't have any reserves. So I was very, very pleased to hear him talk about how we should augment and increase the rainy day fund. I was pleased with the direction his budget's going.
After highlighting a series of state programs, Governor Ducey complimented Arizona Western College, calling it the hub of education in southwestern Arizona. President of the college, Dr. Daniel Kaur.
And that's really what was so gratifying, because that we really do see that as our role here at the college. And we know that as additional people get college degrees, Yuma will prosper, and that benefits us all.
This is the fifth year the Chamber of Commerce has hosted the State of the State speech breakfast with the governor, and the third year it was held at the college. Every year the event has been sold out. For KAWC News in Yuma, Jasmine Arenas.